back to the Finsiders, your home for year-round coverage of the Miami Dolphins.
Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside Troy Stratford and Twan Russell as we continue on here on a Thursday. Right now, we're going to head out to the Metro PCS hotline, bring in Steve Weisch, reporter and analyst from NFL Network. Steve, how are you doing this afternoon?
Before I get started, I'm really flattered that you guys had me on and you put me on, and this is no slight to the other guys, but with my guy, Twan Russell. We have got a long history. I covered Twan back since he was playing outside linebacker at St. Thomas Aquinas, so this is always a good connection right here.
I was telling the guys that right before you came on.
Yeah, Steve, you should have seen. Twan got here earlier before the show, and we said, hey, we're having Steve Weisch on, and his eyes lit up. He's like, I've known Steve forever. I remember him back in the day.
I was about to say, see, that goes to show you that I'm about 70, because, you know, Twan's about 58, 59 right now.
Oh, so. Here we go.
Well, Steve, appreciate you joining us here on the show. We're looking forward to football season. Dolphins training camp opens up in 8 days from now, and we're all talking about it. I think nationally everybody's looking to see what Ryan Tannehill is going to do in year three. What are your expectations for the Dolphins' third-year signal caller?
Well, you know, he should be better. But, you know, he's got the new OC. He's got some plays that should be run for him. I think him and the receivers will be on a better page. I mean, even though things may be changing some schematically, you know, there may be some tweaks and stuff here, I think the familiarity he'll have, you know, with Hartline, with Mike Wallace, with some of these guys, it's going to be better. I mean, the key, and I think we're all going to come back to this when it comes to the Dolphins' offense, is going to be the offensive line. You know, are they going to have, you know, Pouncey there for the entire season? And what's Brandon Albert going to be able to do? You know, I think the Dolphins are a team that should be right there if Ryan Tannehill comes around and if they can get that running game going. It seemed to keep searching for the running game to kind of complement the, you know, what Tannehill's supposed to do, and they haven't found the answers yet. So they've been building for a couple years, and now I think it's showtime.
Yeah, Steve, I think that's the feeling down here as well. You mentioned the new offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor, coming from Philadelphia, worked under Chip Kelly last season. What have you heard about what he's going to do offensively and how that is going to change things for this Dolphins team?
Well, I mean, I don't know how much he necessarily is going to overhaul the whole offense here. There's definitely going to be some changes. You know, everyone's talking about tempo and things like that, but the game dictates tempo a lot, you know, as much as, you know, tempo dictates the game. So you're going to hear a lot about tempo in training camp, but working fast, this and that. You hear that anytime there's some type of coaching change. I think more what you're going to see is, you know, kind of a measured approach to the offense. It may not necessarily, you know, do this, and take their shot. I think they're going to, you know, move the chains type of offense. I'm going to try to establish there for a little bit, but I think it's going to be a little bit more wide open, and they're going to get the ball into the hands of the playmakers as quickly as possible, and that could even be, you know, a Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he's going to have as many scheduled runs as he's had, but they're going to do some things to give him some options to be a better player. Again, I think it's all going to come back to how this offensive line adapts. We know it's retooled. That's a good thing because it didn't work too well last year. So if those guys come around, that offense could be better. I think the defense is really going to be strong. But, again, I think a lot of what happens with Miami is going to be predicated on its offense because this division, with the Patriots there, you're going to have to score points.
Steve, I've been getting a lot of questions from a lot of the fans as to when you change an offensive coordinator. We have Bill Lazor who's coming in, and he's changed it a little bit. How long does it take an offense to adjust, and how much of a disruption is that for a team? According to your experience from watching other teams change offensive coordinators.
I really think it depends on the character of the team and what the offensive coordinator is trying to do. If he's trying to make guys fit into what he does, sometimes it doesn't work. Well, look, Chip Kelly took over, you know, an already pretty decent offense in Philadelphia, changed quarterbacks, and they lit it up. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing or something that takes time. We see it all over the league where coordinators or new position coaches come in and guys tend to benefit. I mean, look what happened with Alex Smith, you know, in Kansas City last year. A better example, look what happened to Phillip Rivers in San Diego last year. He really had a couple down years. He comes in and has pretty much career years in most categories last year when they come in, they run a more controlled type of offense, a more of a short passing game type of offense, where mistakes are limited in the way they run their offense. So, again, it's the way football is played now, and you guys see this, it's more of minimize the mistakes and maximize the opportunities. You don't have to be big plays, but you take care of the ball. That's what we hear about Russell Wilson. That's what we hear about all of you. You take care of the ball, you're going to have an opportunity to win if you've got a pretty good defense.
Steve, I agree with you. When it comes to the Miami Dolphins, we need those big plays. We kind of took care of the ball last year, but we missed, you know, deep down the field with Mike Wallace so many times last year. And if we connect on half of those, we figure that's two or three more victories for the Miami Dolphins. I think that Bill Lazor is the biggest acquisition for the Miami Dolphins this offseason as well. So in you studying Nick Foles' growth last year, do you give that to Nick Foles? Like, will he fall off, or do you give a lot of that to Chip Kelly and, in essence, Bill Lazor?
Well, I think you have to put everybody in the box. I mean, LeSean McCoy had a lot to do with that as well. I mean, he was spectacular last year. But you know, I think something you have to look at is, you know, you look at DeSean Jackson and Mike Wallace, similar types of players, and you're hoping that they can have kind of that symbiotic relationship that Foles had, you know, coming in with DeSean Jackson. And I think it could be there. You know, again, Ryan Tannehill's a different type of quarterback, but you know, I think Nick Foles stepped up. He seized an opportunity, and they catered a system to his strengths. And that's, again, that's what's key. When Twan asked you about the coaching changes, you know, sometimes you can't force a guy to do some things he's not comfortable doing, especially in this what-have-you-done-for-me-lately NFL. And Joe Philbin's in a position where it's what-have-you-done-for-me-lately. I mean, things have to work for him this year, or else the Dolphins could be looking for another head coach next year. So, again, I think that they're going to cater to things that work with Tannehill. They are going to try to hit those explosive plays. You know, and they just, again, you got to minimize the mistakes so you don't put yourself, as you guys know, it's an old football adage, in bad, down, and distance.
Steve Weish, reporter from NFL Network, joining us here on the Finsiders. By the way, you can follow him on Twitter at Weish89. And also want to let everybody know that NFL Total Access now airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Saturday, on NFL Network. Hey, Steve, we talked a lot about the offense. We looked defensively. Courtland Finnegan, Lewis Delmas, two new additions in the defensive backfield who will always play with an edge. Assuming they can remain durable and healthy, how beneficial will their additions be for this team?
Well, that's the million-dollar assumption, you know, especially when it comes to Lewis Delmas. I mean, if that guy can stay healthy, he's a beast. I mean, he's a very physical player. He's a ball hawk. Not the most ideal coverage guy back there, but, I mean, you've got physical safeties now. Now, Courtland Finnegan, he's got some proving to do. I mean, the situation in St. Louis, some folks said he lost a step. We also know that he got injured. So is he the guy who's lost a step? Is he a guy who, if he has, the coaching staff can still put him in positions to succeed? You know, or does he still have a lot left? Courtland Finnegan is one of my favorite players for years. And what's hilarious is, you know, years ago when I used to work in Atlanta and I covered the Falcons, and Brent Grimes came in from Shippensburg State, his nickname was Mini Courtland Finnegan. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how everything works right there. I think of the two, the more proving has to be with Courtland Finnegan. The Dolphins secondary, man, they got some players back there. They got some physical players. And, again, with Grimes being healthy, one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL, in the pass rush they should be able to generate, you know, I don't see any real issues with that defense.
Well, Steve, we really appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders. You made Twan Russell's day coming on, and good to catch up with you. We look forward to hearing your insight as training camp continues and as the 2014 season approaches.
Anytime, guys. All the best.
All right, take
care.
There
he is, Steve Weish, reporter from NFL Network. Again, follow him on Twitter at Weish89. And NFL Total Access now airs at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Saturday, on NFL Network. Steve joined us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.